אדוני הושיע המלך יענו ביום קוראינו, דבר אדוני מלכת יהודה וירושלים, הנה העולם ושנים קדמוניות, כאן דבי אליהו.
We're continuing the shiurim on Inyan Shovim and Tvila b'mikvah. The halacha is that the water, when a person goes in the mikvah, the water has to touch the whole body. If there's one hair that's above the water, even though the person went into the mikvah, one hair that didn't go under the water, then the whole mikvah is no good. That's why Rav Amadi points out the ikar reason why they have a mikvah lady to watch is to make sure that the whole body, every single hair, is underneath the water. And there's another halacha that there's certain parts of the body that the water doesn't go in. For example, inside the mouth. You don't have to open your mouth when you go to the mikvah. The water doesn't have to go in. But you still have to clean inside, so in theory, the water could go in, even though it's not going to go in. So that's why the halacha is the person brushes his teeth before he goes to the mikvah, so there shouldn't be any chatzitza inside them, because that's called the beis hastarim, and it has to be roy lebias mayim. It has to be that even the water's not going to go in, but it has to be fit that water could touch every part. So Rav Abadi points out, one shaila comes up, that somebody flosses their teeth, and then a piece of the floss got stuck between the teeth. So as Rav Abadi points out, then, and it's bothering the person, then they can't, as Rav Abadi points out, that they won't be able to go to the mikvah until it's removed. Because even though water is not going to be there, but it has to be roy lebias mayim, and if the piece of floss, as Rav Abadi points out, is stuck between the teeth, then the person cannot go to the mikvah.
Right. That is really all, because I'm the other person.